السلام عليكم يا شيخ علي.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ علي.
الرحمن بالله، معذرة، نبدأ الدرس.
نعم،
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. ما بعد، أبوك is الأدب المفرد and we have been on it for a while. We, bismillah, will be starting a completely new from the life of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. We have been talking about his dealings with people, his neighbors, what he told us to do with relatives, with neighbors, with our parents, our father, our mother, our children, our brothers, our subordinates, those who are older than us in the community, and so on and so forth. Our subordinates, those who work for us, those who are slaves during the times of slavery, he has, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he has given us lines of conduct, what to do, what not to do. He encouraged us, he commanded us, he forbade us, alayhi salatu wasalam. He allowed things for us, giving us a full life guide for ourselves as children and up to the time that we pass away. May Allah protect us all. Today, bismillah, we intend to start a completely different aspect of his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the aspects of al-zikr, the aspects of remembrance of Allah, the aspects of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our daily affairs. Allah had told us in the Quran, before I proceed, I like to present a clear-cut apology for coming to class late today, 15 minutes into time. Please, it was not intended at all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon us all. Jazakumullahu khairan. I'm sorry, please. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had told him to tell us in the Quran. He said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu zkurullaha dhikran kathira وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Allah said, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you people of Iman, you Muslims, اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا, give lots of saying on your lips, keeping it in mind and acting upon it. Because dhikr would mean saying something on the mind. When you remember something and you say something, something occurs in your mind. And then when you say something, we say that you mentioned it, you said it. So when he commands us, Udhkurullah, it says, call to mind, call Allah to your mind, remember him, and then you say it with your tongue. So when we do this, we are making dhikr. You call Allah to your consciousness, you are conscious of him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you speak that consciousness. For example, you recall that there is no deity deserving worship except Allah. This one comes to your mind, and then your mouth begins to say, La ilaha illallah. So it's a conscious thing when we say al-zikr. So when it says, Udhkurullaha, call Allah to your mind and give remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your consciousness and on your mouth. Say zikr. Udhkurullaha. And of course, that is coming to affect the actions that you perform at that time. If you recite the Quran, which is from the major aspects of zikr, you are consciously involved, your mouth is involved, and your actions are involved. So that is why we now have adab, manners, when we read the Quran. So the same thing applies. We have manners when we make adhkar. The same thing applies. We have manners when we make dua. Make a lot of adhkar, kathira, uzkurullaha, make zikr of Allah. If he stops there in that syntax, it already means that that is something we should keep on doing. But when he also now adds kathira, then it means we have a duty to always ever keep conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there are many other benefits of that. When we keep regular consciousness of Allah and say his words on our mouth, we will be able to keep away from sins, and it will be easier for us to keep to his injunctions. Do we not remember the companion who came to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about what he will do so that the acts of obedience are easy for him and the acts of disobedience are easy to be set aside? What did the Prophet say, alayhi salatu salam? He said, make sure that your tongue is ratban fi dhikrillah, fresh. Keep your tongue fresh with what? Adhkar. Why? Because being in regular dhikr, keeping regular remembrance consciously of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will keep you away from sins, and it will make you be conscious of Allah, so you will like to obey him instinctively. You will like to do what he wants. Why? He is regularly in your remembrance. He is regularly in your consciousness. This is what Allah commanded us in the Quran when he said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. So this verse of the Quran, the first person who brought it to practice, sabbihuhu, he said, wasabbihuhu, keep on glorifying Allah. At tasbihu, when you say subhanallah, you are saying that Allah is exalted and sublime, far away from imperfections. When we say subhanallah, what we are saying that this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sublime, is exalted, is so supreme, subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much so that he is free from anything imperfections. So Allah is free from imperfections, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and absolutely perfect in all that he does. So Allah says we should say this. This is what we mean when we say glorify Allah. In one single word, say make glorifications. When we say tasbihat, say do that bukratau wa asila. When you open your day in the morning, let it be upon adhkar. When you end your day, the two ends of the day, your actions bring to mind adhkar. Bring to mind adhkar all the time. So this command, he also told us just a bit further again in that same surah, Allah says, وَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. ذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Those who regularly call Allah to their minds and they speak words of remembrance of Allah, they now just not do this. They are الذَّاكِرِينَ. They are regularly in it. Yeah, he said, وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Male and female, regularly keeping remembrance of Allah in their mind. Allah says, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Look at the huge rewards. If you are a person of regular adhkar, apart from what we just said, that good deeds will be easy for you if you say adhkars regularly. Good deeds will be easy for you. Not just that, negative deeds will be easy for you to set aside. It will be easy for you to keep away from negative deeds. From the benefits of adhkar here now, in this other verse, is that Allah said, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. For those who regularly make adhkar, always adhkar, adhkar, adhkar. Your tongue is so fresh, always with what? Adhkar, adhkar. La ilaha illallah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-azim. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-azim. You are always like this. Allah said, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ. Those who are upon adhkars regularly, Allah has prepared for them maghfiratan, a kind of a huge forgiveness for the mistakes they make. Allah has prepared and as the rewards for them, maghfiratan. It came in nakira, meaning that the hugeness of the maghfira, the largeness, the vastness of the forgiveness that Allah has prepared for them, He alone knows it, subhanAllah. The kind of the package, huge, vast forgiveness that Allah has prepared for people, al-dhakirin Allah kathira wa dhakirat. He alone knows, subhanAllah. It says, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً. Allah has prepared a vast, vast forgiveness for them. وَأَجْرًا, and a huge reward. So huge that Allah alone knows how huge it is. He now even qualified that ajr. He gave it a sifa. He says, أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. If he said ajran, it's already huge. He alone knows the end of it. He now adds to it and said what? Azima. This makes us understand that being Muslims, one of the major things we owe our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala from the aspects of ibadah is to be regularly on adhkar, to be regularly keeping his remembrance always in everything that we do. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just by those words of adhkar. Maybe I should quickly come to these aspects too. We have adhkars are basically divided into two. Adhkars are basically divided into two broad groups. We have what the scholars refer to as sana'u, zikru sana'. It can also be called ad-du'a al-sana', or du'a al-sana', the du'a with which we give praises to Allah. We are just praising Him, like saying subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Like saying, La ilaha illallah. In all of these, we are praising Him. Likewise, Qira'atul Quran, it will fall under the Kruthana, the adhkars we make, that all that it involves is what? praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like saying Alhamdulillah, 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 like saying Subuhu Kudusu Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh. We are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subuhu Kudus Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh. This is Sana'u we are making. We are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second major aspect of adhkar is ad-du'a, dhikru du'a. We are asking Allah for something, like saying Allahumma ighfirli, asking him. All forms of du'a, they are one of the branches of adhkar. So the person making du'a is also doing what? Making adhkar. So when you say Rabbana atina fid dunya, you are calling Allah to your consciousness. You are remembering him subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are speaking his words subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are also making dua. You are asking him for something. So there is the adhkar of thana, adhkar of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Because in those ones, there are no clear-cut asking inside it, asking him for anything. There is just praise for him in it. Then there is dhikr du'a. Those adhkars that are supplications. We are asking him, give us, give us, give us. Sometimes adhkars may be intertwined. You have both inside it. Aspects of it that praise Allah and aspects of it that contain a request. Inshallah, as we read through all of these, we will be finding these kinds of things, dua, that have praises for Allah in it. They also have what? Dua in it. You also find adhkars that they are just of thana'u, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are mean. Not be requests in it, but you also have adhkars that are entirely praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one. The second one is the one that are entirely asking dua, dua, dua. Even though it's difficult to find the one that's just dua without intrinsically having a sort of a praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside it, but still, because it has requests, we group it as from the aspects of ad-du'a. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the best of those who has practicalized these verses of the Quran that instructs us to make adhkar. In the first verse we read, Allah said, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. The best of those who practicalized this verse was the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he taught us for various times, what do you say? For various conditions, what do you say? You wake up from sleep, what do you say? You sit down the bed, what do you say? You stand up to get to the bathroom, what do you say? You are in the bathroom, you want to come out, what do you say? You want to make wudu, what do you say? After wudu, what do you say? You want to start Qiyamul Layl, what do you say? During Qiyamul Layl, what do you say? You make taslim from Qiyamul Layl, what do you say? You want to start Salatul Fajr, what do you say? You want to invite people for Salat, which is called Al-Adhan, what do you say? After the Adhan, what do you say? You want to start Salat, what do you say? Inside Salat, what do you say? After Salat, what do you say? You want to come into the masjid, what do you say? You want to come out of the masjid, what do you say? You are walking on the street to the masjid from your house, what do you say? You are returning from the masjid, what do you say? What do you do after Salatul Fajr up to Salatul Ishraq or Salatul Duha, what do you say? After Salatul Duha, what do you say? He has taught us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want to marry a wife, what do you say? The first day your wife comes to your house, what do you say? You want to touch your wife, what do you say? You want every aspect of the human life. You want to go out of your house in the morning for your daily needs. What do you say? You come back home. You want to open the door of your house. What do you say? You want to climb a ride. What do you say? You come down from the ride. What do you say? In every circumstance. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, he has given us a perfect model about that verse. So when Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا, remind, give remembrance of Allah so much in your life. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he helped us break it down. This makes us understand that this verse does not mean don't do your job, don't go to work, just sit down in the masjid, be making adhkar. No, this verse actually means in every aspect of your life, as you go to work, as you come back from work, as you marry a wife, as you give birth to a child, in all of these, insert adhkars inside it, so that it becomes that the entirety of your life is an adhkar-based life. In the entirety. So when they ask us, what is the meaning of Islam? We usually say it, Islam is to completely have inqiyadku, to have alinqiyadu lillahi, alinqiyadu attamu lillahku, alistislamu lillahku, to completely submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means in everything we do, in every aspect of our life, in anything you do, you sleep, you have a dream that you enjoy, there is a way to handle it. You sleep, you have a dream you don't like, that's a way to handle it. You sleep, you have whatever you want to sleep, there's a way to handle your sleep. There are adhkars to say. You wake up, there's adhkar to say. Of every aspect of our life, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu, you are worried about something, there's adhkar to say. You want to take a decision, there are adhkars to say. When you see what you like in terms of success, there's adhkar to say. When you see something you are displeased with, there's adhkar to say. When you are praised, there's adhkar to say. When you are worried, something disturbs you, there's something to say. So the entirety of the life of a Muslim is a life of dhikr, dhikr, dhikr. It's a life of dhikr. This is the meaning of وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَةً. That is why many of the scholars, they've compiled books on all of these. It's a major aspect of the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every circumstance. He has taught us what to do. He has taught us what to say. Even the dua, he taught us a lot of dua. Subhanallah. One of the scholars of Islam, Al-Imam al-Nasa'i, rahimahullah, he was from amongst the first of those who compiled a book. He titled it, Amalul Yawmi wa Layla. The jobs, so to speak. The jobs of daytime and nighttime. The jobs of daytime and nighttime, because the entirety of our day is divided into two, daytime and nighttime. What are the things we do and say? What do you do? What do you say? When you do things, how do you handle it? All of these, the Prophet has taught us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for the next 100 to 200 ahadith in this book, Al-Adabul Mufrad, these are the kinds of things we'll be talking about. Adhkars, adhkars, adhkars. So today, bi'inillah, we start with a major aspect of adhkars. Don't forget, adhkars are of two forms. Those having to do with thana'u, zikru thana, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those that have to do with what? Al-mas'ala. We call them zikrul mas'ala, those that have to do with asking Allah for something. Because when you ask him for something, you bring him into your consciousness and you speak his remembrance. That is a dua. So we have zikr, those azkars that are sana, praises for Allah. And we also have those azkars that are what? Requests from Allah. Some azkars combine between sana'u and what? And dua or mas'ala. So these are the things we'll be coming across repeatedly, issues of manas, issues of what to say, issues of what to say when you need particular thing or when you are in a particular situation. That will bring us to Hadith 604 in our book, Al-Adabul Mufrad. There's a display on the screen that comes repeatedly about Rahman. I have not seen Al-Adabul Mufrad on the screen. Please let us bring Al-Adabul Mufrad on the screen in Hadith 604. Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, Abu Abdullah, Muhammad ibn Ismail, he said, Haddathana Musa, rahimahullah, he said, Haddathana Musa, qala haddathana Abu Awana, qala haddathana Umar an abihi, an abi Hurairata, radiyallahu anhu, qala, kana al-Nabiyu sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, إذا أصبح قال أصبحنا where Al-Imam Ali said, Rahimullah, Haddathana Haddathana Abu Awana. Can we hear me?
Naam, ya Sheikh.
Barak, inshallah. Can we hear me now, Ikhwan?
No, ya Sheikhana, we are hearing now.
Now, Al-Imam al-Bukhari in Hadith 604, he said, Haddathana Musa, qala haddathana Abu Awana, qala haddathana Umar an abihi an abi Huraira, qala, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إذا أصبح قال أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله الحمد كله لله لا شريك له لا إله إلا الله وإليه النشور وإذا أمسى قال أمسينا وأمسى الملك لله والحمد كله لله لا شريك له لا إله إلا الله وإليه المصير. This hadith occurs as hadith 604 in our book Al-Adab al-Mufrad by Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. And the Imam reported that hadith. There is a bird repeatedly coming to the screen above the Rahman, and we are not seeing Al-Adab al-Mufrad on the screen. Instead, a bird comes on the screen. Please help bring the book on the screen. I'm also looking at it. Al-Imam al-Bukhari said, Rahimahullah, Haddathana Musa. That was his Sheikh Musa ibn Ismail at-Abu Zaki. He has reported a number of ahadith from this Sheikh Musa. His name is Musa ibn Ismail at-Tabuzaki. He is well known from the teachers of Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. So Musa ibn Ismail at-Tabuzaki, he is Abu Salama, his kunya. His kunya is Abu Salama, rahimahullah. He said, Haddathana Abu Awana. Abu Awana has also come repeatedly in our book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad. He is Waddah ibn Abdullah al-Yashkuri, Abu Awana, in this tabaqa. Abu Awana in this category is Waddah ibn Abdullah al-Yashkuri, rahimahullah. His own sheikh in this isnad was Umar ibn Abi Salama. There are two well-known Umar ibn Abi Salama amongst the scholars of hadith. One of them was mentioned as a companion, but the second one is the son of a tabi'i. That tabi'i was Abu Salama, the son of Abdurrahman ibn Auf. The tabi'i was Abu Salama, the son of Abdurrahman ibn Auf. He was not a companion. Abu Salama was not a companion. He has a son called Umar. That's his own son. Umar ibn Abi Salama, he is from amongst the Atba'u Tabi'in. So these two, Umar ibn Abi Salama, who was a Sahabi from the people of Mecca, he was young, but he is still counted from amongst the Sahaba because he reported a hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second Umar ibn Abi Salama, he was from the Atba'u Tabi, is the one reporting this hadith. That was why he said an Abi. He was reporting it from Abu Salama. Abu Salama here is Abu Salama ibn Abdurrahman ibn Auf, that well-known student of Abu Huraira. And that's why this hadith itself occurs from Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu. Now this hadith was why I wanted to be sure that Al-Adab al-Mufrad occurs on the screen, because I do not have the printed copy of Al-Adab al-Mufrad that's displayed on the screen. The printed copy is not with me here as I give this class. I have a copy, but it's away from me. So, but as I do this class, I want to see what Al-Imam al-Albani has said about that hadith. Umar ibn Abi Salama ibn Abdurrahman ibn Auf, some of the scholars grade him to be weak. Umar ibn Abi Salama, some of the scholars grade him to be weak. Otherwise, Musa ibn Ismail is well known from the teachers of Al-Imam al-Bukhari, is a reliable reporter of hadith. Waddah ibn Abdullah al-Yashkuri, Abu Awana, is well known, is thicker from the scholars of hadith. The father of Umar Abu Salama ibn Abd Rahman ibn Auf is well known from the students of Abu Huraira and then Abu Huraira. So the only person that for which this hadith is graded weak was Umar ibn Abi Salama. Umar ibn Abi Salama was the son of Abu Salama, who is the son of Abd Rahman ibn Auf, radiallahu anhum. So this Umar, some of the scholars say that he is weak, even though some say he is la ba'asa bihi, meaning that his hadith will come in the level of Hassan. But Allahu alam, it appears stronger that Umar ibn Abi Salama is a weak reporter of hadith, despite the fact that he was a person of righteousness. But in terms of the precision of reports, his report did not meet the conditions set to grade him as a reliable reporter of hadith. But that was why this isnad, this chain of report, is weak. It has a weak reporter in it. And that was Umar ibn Abi Salama, who said an Abihi, and who was quoting from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. However, the expression itself, it's very, very similar to other expressions of this early morning dua, I call it. The dua you say when you wake up in the morning. That's why Imam al-Bukhari titled it, Ma yakulu idha asbaha. What the individual should say when he wakes up in the morning. We are starting with our day. The person wakes up in the morning on the bed, or that is saying other adhkars. Of course, we know the dua of when we wake up. We say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. Every Muslim worth the name would know this dhikr. You sleep, you wake up, this is the first thing you say. And from the things you say to start your morning is what Al-Bukhari has brought to us here from the hadith of Abu Huraira. And that's why the scholars of hadith say that this report, this chain of report is weak. With this expression, this hadith is weak. Perhaps Al-Imam Al-Bukhari deliberately referred to it to call our attention to that, because that dhikr is very, very common. The dhikr is very common and it has occurred in various forms. One of it is this, but the expression is weak. What does it say? It says that كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أصبح قال, when the Prophet wakes up in the morning, إذا أصبح. So it was something that he did in the morning regularly from his morning devotion to Allah. Maybe before Fajr, but more preferably after Fajr, because the morning actually starts from the time of Tulul Fajr, from the time when we have Fajr. The morning has started. And after Fajr, he gets busy with Rak'at al-Fajri and Salat al-Fajri. So the most likely time this dua will come is after Salat al-Fajr, whether as part of the adhkars to say immediately after Salat al-Fajr, or as part of the adhkars to say after those adhkars that are connected to Salat. Some of the adhkars are connected to Salat. So perhaps this one will come after those ones, but they are part of the things that he would say in his mornings. Alayhi salatu wasalam. He will say, Asbahna wa asbah al-mulku lillahi walhamdu kulluhu lillah. Asbahna wa asbah al-mulku lillah walhamdu kulluhu lillah. Asbahna, we have woken up, we have reached the morning. He will say, we have reached the morning. Likewise, in this morning that we have reached, the mulk, al-mulku lillah, the kingdom, the entirety of all sovereignties, al-mulk, all sovereignty, walhamdulillah, it is walhamdu kulluhu lillah, and praises in its entirety, lillah, they belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from the things he will say, asbahna wa asbah al-mulku lillahi walhamdu kulluhu lillah. We have woken up in the morning. We have reached the morning. And in this morning that we have reached, of course, just like yesterday, al-mulku lillah walhamdu kulluhu lillah. If you have the print of Maktabatul Hadi al-Muhammadi, after Asbahna wa Asbaha, something is missing. And that is Al-Mulku Lillah. The same thing appears on the screen. If you say Asbahna wa Asbaha Al-Mulku Lillah, there is a word that is missing. You get that correction from the print of Shaykh Fadlullah al-Jilani. If you go to the tahqiq of Shaykh Fadlullah al-Jilani, who also did the sharh Fadlullah al-Samad, which is a sharh of Al-Adab al-Mufrad, you will see that وَأَصْبَحَ الْمُلْكُ لِلَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ is from the expressions there. I had to ask for some copies from home to be able to determine this. So if you have some copies, you will find Asbahna wa Asbaha alhamdu kulluhu lillah. No, it is Asbahna wa Asbaha almulku lillah walhamdu kulluhu lillah. You can note that it is Asbahna وأصبح الملك لله والحمد كله لله. So when we woke up this morning, we acknowledge that the entirety of all sovereignties belong to Allah. Likewise, we affirm that الحمد كله لله. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is la sharika la. This Allah for whom we affirm sovereignty, for whom we affirm praise. He says la sharika la. He does not have a partner. Allah does not have an associate. He does not have somebody that we should be worshipping together with him. Some people, they say they affirm Allah's oneness, yet they are worshipping another thing apart from Allah, or they are worshipping another thing together with Allah. Non-Muslims in our community, you can find a Christian say, oh, I believe in one God, yet if he wants to give praise, if he wants to give thanks, if he wants to seek for protection, he'll be saying that Isa alayhi salam will protect him. In Islam, it is not like that. Protection, asking for help, begging for sustenance, begging for help and all of these and support must be for Allah alone. So we always say La Sharika La. Allah does not have a partner. La ilaha illallah. There is no deity that deserves worship except Allah. Wa ilayhi nushur. And it is unto him that our gathering will be on the day of Qiyamah. So it says, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ قَالَ. When the Prophet wakes up in the morning, he will say, أَصْبَحْنَا وَأَصْبَحَ الْمُلْكُ لِلَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ. La sharika la, la ilaha illallah wa ilayhi an-nushur. I hope that this is clear. Oh. أصل الله والحمد كله لله لا شريك له لا إله إلا الله وإليه النشور وإذا أمسى and when he comes to the evening, the second part of the day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam begins the second part of the day, the evening time up to the night time. He begins that part by saying, Amsayna, we have come to the early part of the evening, and the evening precedes the night. So the two times of the day, when the day break starts in the morning, daytime. Likewise, when the night time, the beginning of the night time starts. The beginning of the night time starts at early evening, or what we can call late afternoon. So that is al-mathabu. Then we say amsayna wa amsal mulku lillah والحمد كله لله لا شريك له لا إله إلا الله وإليه المصير. We say أمسينا, we have come to the late, to the early evening. وأمس الملك لله والحمد كله لله. In the evening that we have all sovereignty, all authority, they belong to Allah. Entirety of praise there is no death. Wa ila this one, wa ilayhi al-masir. With this dhikr, he said, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا أَصْبَحَ قَالَ أَصْبَحْنَا وَأَصْبَحَ الْمُلْكُ لِلَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ كُلُّهُ لِلَّهِ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لا إله إلا الله وإليه النشور وإذا أمسى قال أمسينا وأمسى الملك لله والحمد كله لله لا شريك له لا إله إلا الله وإليه المصير. This dhikr is the dhikr for the morning time, and like we said, the morning begins with two. Can be said before the adhkar of salat, or perhaps after the adhkar of salat, anytime. If you say it before the adhkar of salat while you are still sitting there in the masjid, no blame. If you say it after the adhkar of salat while you are still in the masjid, no blame. Or you say it after the adhkar of salat when you left the masjid, no blame. Just be sure that you say it early enough in the morning as you start your day. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك كله لله لا شريك له لا إله إلا الله وإليه النشور. That's what you say for the morning. But late afternoon, or what we call early evening, that one will be perhaps from after Salatul Asr. We call that far late afternoon or early evening period. You can start that by saying amsayna wa amsal mulku lillah walhamdu kulluhu lillah la sharika lah la ilaha illallah wa ilayhi al-masir. It has other expressions from authentic ahadith. In one of them it says asbahna wa asbaha al-mulku lillah walhamdu lillah la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kasal wa adhab al-qabr. Different expressions. In another one it says Allahumma bika am asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilayhi an-nushur. This is what you say in the morning. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna. O Allah, bika asbahna. You are the one who sustained us. You brought us to this morning. Our being available in the morning is because of you. You brought us into the morning. Bika asbahna. Our being in the morning, our waking up this morning was by you, O Allah. Wabika amsayna. If we get to the evening, you are the one who will bring us to the evening too. Bika asbahna. Wabika amsayna. Our being in the evening is by you too. You are the one who will bring us to the evening. Wabika nahya. Our life, our existence. This, when we shall die, you are the one to wa ilayka an-nushur. When we will be gathered, our gathering is also to you. Look at this expression with which we start our day. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilayka an-nushur. Ikhwa, this is very excellent. We are committing ourselves and declaring him as the one in whose hands our soul is. Bika asbahna, you brought us to this morning. Wa bika amsayna, it's by you that we live till the evening. Wa bika nahya, our existence is by you. Wa bika namut, it is you that you take us. Wa ilayka nushur, it is unto you that we will be brought. So you see that this is from the aspects of bikr sana, the dhikr we make by way of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us learn these azkars and teach it to our children. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilayka an-nushur. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilayka an-nushur. Oh, the first one we said asbahna wa asbah lillah walhamdulillah la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. We can say all that, and then we can even say even the expression that in al-adab al-mufrad, we can say it with that expression, because it is not a way of the expressions in those authentic reports. It is those expressions too. Asbahna wa asbah al-mulku lillah walhamdu kulluhu lillah la sharika lah la ilaha illallah wa ilayhi nashur. Wa idha amsa, and when it is late afternoon, or what we call early evening, we say amsayna wa amsa al-mulku lillah walhamdu kulluhu lillah la sharika lah la ilaha illallah wa ilayhi al-masir. So this is how to start our day with adhkars. We mentioned the other one. This one captures my mind so much. Allahumma bika asbahna. O Allah, you are the one who brought us to this morning. Wa bika amsayna. And our reaching the evening is by you. Wabika nahya, our existence is by you. You keep us existing. Wabika namut, when we will die, you are the one who will take our life. Wa ilayka nushur, our gathering will come back to you. We will be gathered unto you. A Muslim says in the morning, and in the evening he says, Allahumma bika amsayna, you are the one who has brought me to this evening. Wabika nahya, my existence is by you. Wabika namut, when I will die, it is by you. Wa ilayka nushur, when we will be gathered, it will be unto you. So the entirety of our life is surrendered to Allah. Even in our death, it is surrendered to Allah, because we say, Wabika namut, our dying is to you. You are the one who will take our lives. Of course, with the time that you have determined for us that we don't know. So we commit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala early in the morning. We also commit ourselves to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in early evening, which starts the night. It is the muqaddim of the night. This is the first thing that Imam al-Bukhari is telling us about the Prophet's life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in terms of dhikr and dua, what he says in the morning. Inshallah, other aspects of adhkar and dua will be addressed as we read on bismillah, various aspects of our life. What should we say? How should we beg Allah? How should we regularly keep in mind adhkars always? That one will help us to keep. That he has kept shakil and Allah kathira wa dhakirat, amongst other rewards. He said, A'addallahu lahum maghfiratan wa ajran azima. May Allah count us amongst al-dhakirin Allah kathira wa dhakirat. Forgive our shortcomings. Make us be his friends. Forgive us. Yeah, I hope that we can hear me. Can we hear me? Can we hear me? There's a question here, and I think it is important. Is there a way we can have these prayers to memorize for those of us who are slow learners? How can we have these adhkars to memorize for those of us who are slow learners? Two ways. The first one is, I recommend for you to go and look for the book Hisnul Muslim. Hisnul Muslim talks about adhkars. Even the title says, what you people translate is, yourself to seek for protection. Hisnu. So the book is Hisnul Muslim, the fortress of a Muslim. What he does to protect. And away from those. So he has it's a book. It's all the has passed away. that book. Very, very useful for when you sleep, when you go out, when you come back. After the other, start because most of them are compulsory, if not all. The azkars you say in Salah, many of them are compulsory. So start with the azkars of Salat so that that one will help you perfect your Salat. The morning. Azkars of Salat first. Then you start the evenings. There's azkar to say. When the wind is blowing, there's azkar to say. Things one after the other. We can of us direct us to get the book. Just, I'm sure it should be available as soft copies. It's not mostly. It even occurs as an app now. It occurs in English, occurs in Arabic. But for those of us who are bigger students of knowledge, I like to encourage you to look for Kitab Adhkar by Al-Imam al-Nawawi. Kitab al-Adhkar by Imam al-Nawawi is one of the best books that has been written on Al-Adhkar. I can also encourage you to look for Tuhfatul Dhakir, the gift of those who remember Allah. Tuhfatul Dhakir, written by Imam Shawkani, Rahimahullah, a very good book to Al-Adhkar. Likewise, you can look for Al-Yawmi wa Layla, long ago, before all of this. Al-Yawmi wa Layla was written by Imam al-Nasa'i rahimahullah. Amalul Yawm wal Layla was written by Imam al-Nasa'i rahimahullah. His student Ibn Sunni, he also has a book on Adhkar. He titled it like the title of his own Sheikh, Amalul Yawm wal Layla. Sheikh Salim al-Hilal for the sake of Allah, students of knowledge, go and look for these books because it is bigger than Hizn al-Muslim. It contains more azkars than Hizn al-Muslim. These books, I have mentioned Kitab al-Adhkar by al-Nawawi. I have mentioned Tuhfat al-Dhakirin by al-Shawkani. I have mentioned Amal al-Yawmi wal mentioned Amal al-Yawmi wa Layla by Al-Imam Ibn Sunni. Likewise, Al-Imam al-Sakhawi, he has a book on Al-Adhkar. Al-Hafiz Ibn major aspect of the life of a Muslim, Adhkar, Adhkar. Look for a good book on Adhkar, stick to it. A book that is good will be known because the book good hadith, and you'll be saying hadith sahih. Once you are saying sahih inside, you know it is something to depend upon, inshallah. The second way I have thought of, but I don't know how we can go about it. Maybe Allah will make somebody to hear this suggestion and work on it. Somebody can record a good reading of those azkars. The azkar of Salah, the azkars of the morning, the azkars after Salah. Read Hizn al-Muslim into voice. Hizn al-Muslim in voice. maybe within clips, we divide it into two or three, and then he spreads it amongst the people. Can read Hishnad Muslim, somebody who can read the Arabic clearly, so people can be following the reading when they want to learn it. They will be looking at the book, and then they will be following the reading. You can do that. Those of us who develop softwares, you can get this software of Hishnad Muslim. And who will read it well. It's not Muslim. That when you click what the letters come up with. But it came to my mind that it is something that is possible. We can even make the audio clips, brothers. That for all the rewards of the adhkars that we make when we use Hishnad Muslim, he has a Allah will be rewarding him for guiding us to goodness. Allah will be rewarding him for guiding us or to help us. The scholars usually say that Adalu ala khayri kafa'ili, the one who guides to goodness is like the one who did it originally, of course. Because of rewards. The way the person who did it originally be rewarded, you too, you get rewarded. So, for the sake of Allah, brothers should help regarding this adhkar. You can make a voice clip of his fasting so people can regularly listen to it. Vikur Sabah. The zikr of the morning, you read it, and then zikrul masa, you read it. Right, so that it becomes a big, you can even do your own, that will completely be a voice app, that to just be voice app, voice alone. Car still is able to learn it. It will also be an easy way for children to learn those adhkars. I think these suggestions will be useful for us, Rahman, are you there?
No,
I mean, like, we can go on with the questions from in the chat.
No. And there's a question on Askar.
The time is already far spent.
You see, may Allah bless and continue to guide our Sheikh. Please, what should be the position or perspective of Muslim regarding the ownership of masjid? Can individual lay claim on ownership of masjid, or can it be inherited?
Of what?
Ownership of masjid.
Owning a masjid.
That can individual lay claim to ownership of it. And can a masjid be inherited?
It should have a masjid. The community owns the masjid. Own in terms of management. A community owns a masjid. A community owns a masjid. The community owns the masjid in terms of management. They are responsible for it. I'm just reading now that there's MP3 available online for Hisnul Muslim. Alhamdulillah. Please, we can get these kinds, we can spread these kinds of apps. They said there is Hisnul Muslim audio available on MP3. We can get the book together with the MP3. I beg you in Allah's name, get it. Get Hisnul Muslim, the book. It's also available in PDF, so you don't have an excuse. Please, I beg you in Allah's name, get Hisnul Muslim in the book. You can also get the voice. They are all available online. So none of us has any excuse not to say his askars. The askars of all conditions are there. Every condition has its askar. That will tell you how so rich our religion is in terms of our devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope that that is clear, inshallah. In terms of ownership of the masjid, owning the masjid actually belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to an individual. If you build a masjid, of course, you can't build the masjid for yourself alone, except you are talking about Masjid Dar. There is something called Masjid Dar. Masjid Dar, our masajid dur, or you have your house, you have a masjid where you observe nawafil, you observe sometimes tarawih and things like that. They are called hajj. They are supposed an entire book compiling the names of the companions who had masjid inside their homes during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and after. But those masajid, they are for adhkars, they are for nawafil, because the place for nawafil is at our homes. As for 5 daily salah, we have to go out to the masjid to observe salah, the masjid of the community. So if it's a community masjid, the community is responsible for that masjid, even if it may be built by one single person. In terms of management, in terms of being responsible for the sins of not cleaning the masjid, because the Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the community where the masjid becomes dirty, that hadith is the hadith of Aisha, the community will be responsible for the dirtiness of the masjid. So that makes us understand that when the masjid is in the community is responsible for it, because they share the sin, they share the iniquity when the masjid is dirty. Those who in that community are those who will be responsible for the dirtiness of that masjid. May Allah protect us. But in terms of actual ownership, the masajid belong to Allah. The masjid are owned by Allah. They are the houses of Allah. So if we say own, in terms of management and care, the community has it. In terms of building, a person might have built the masjid, or the community might have built the masjid. But once you build it as a person, it's a community masjid. Community takes over management of the community of the masjid, and it becomes ascribed to them. So you can say the masjid of social community, you can say Magodo masjid, you can say Lekki masjid, you can say Asubia Rock Masjid, because these are areas and the people in that area are responsible for the masjid. So the masjid can be ascribed to them. If you come to more for Imam Malik, a masjid was ascribed to Banu Zurayk. It was called Masjid Banu Zurayk. So you can have that where the masjid Ibn Hajar said, because that hadith also calls Sahih al-Bukhari. Ibn Hajar said that is evidence that the masjid is ascribed to the community where that masjid is. But in terms of owning it, masjid belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they are his house. I hope that this is clear, inshallah, regarding the ownership of a masjid. I think we should stop here. We're already past 8 o'clock.
And is that clear?
I mean, yeah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.